Episode 3 of Nana Cruising, titled Voyages of Discovery, Small Boats, Big Adventures, with your host Stefan Marceau.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Nana Cruising Podcast, where we talk about dinghy cruising and trailer cruising. I'm your host, Stefan Marceau, and in previous episodes we talked about some of the history of dinghy cruising. But in today's episodes we'll be talking about some of the highlights of some dinghy's explorations and adventures. Throughout history, explorers have utilized small boats for daring expeditions and discoveries in various parts of the world. We'll cover some of the highlights of historical accounts of explorers using small boats. Lewis and Clark, Corps of Discovery, 1804 and 1806. Meriwether Lewis and William Clark led the Corps Discovery, a small expeditionary group exploring the newly acquired Louisiana Purchase and the Pacific Northwest. They utilized small boats, including keelboats and pirogues, to navigate the Missouri River and explore the uncharted territories. Lewis and Clark's Course of Discovery expedition, undertaken from 1804 to 1806, was a monumental journey of exploration across the newly acquired Louisiana Territory in the Pacific Northwest of North America. While their primary vessels were larger keelboats and pirogues, Lewis and Clark's also used smaller crafts such as canoes, rowboats, for various purposes. These smaller crafts were used for tasks such as reconnaissance, fishing, and navigating shallow or swift waters. They used portage and exploration throughout their journey. Lewis and Clark frequently encountered obstacles such as rapids, shallows, and waterfalls that required portaging around. In these instances, the expedition members would use smaller boats to ferry supplies and equipment overland, demonstrating the versatility and adaptability of small watercraft in exploration. The Corps of Discovery also interacted extensively with indigenous peoples along their route, often trading goods and information. Small boats played a crucial role in facilitating these interactions, allowing the expedition members to approach and communicate with native tribes along riverbanks and waterways. Much of the territory explored by Lewis and Clark was previously uncharted by Europeans. Small boats provided the explorers with the means to navigate unknown waters, charting the course of the Missouri River and its tributaries as they journeyed westward. The Corps of Discovery expedition required a high degree of self-sufficiency and adaptability, same as we need to do in our dinghy cruising. Those characteristics are also essential in small boat cruising. Lewis and Clark's ability to repair, maintain, and improvise with their small boats exemplifies the resourcefulness needed for successful exploration and cruising in remote and challenging environments. If you want more information, there's lots of books that have been written. I'll list them here, and they'll also be available in the show notes. As a hint, I have a crazy collection of books, and one good way to find books that are no longer published or that are rare is to use bookfinder.com. They don't sponsor me. Of course, they should. I've got so many books on there. So you can go on there and find books, you know, basically all the little libraries around the world put their books on there, and you can basically order from them. You can find books fairly cheap unless it's a really rare and sought after item. So some of the books for Lewis and Clark, the first one I would recommend is Undaunted Courage by Stephen Ambrose. It's a highly acclaimed book series that provides a comprehensive and gripping account of the Lewis and Clark expedition. So Ambrose dwells in the personalities of the expedition's leaders and their interactions with native tribes, and also the challenge they face on their journey across uncharted territory. Another book is actually theirs, The Journals of Lewis and Clark by Meriwether Lewis and William Clark. It's the primary source which offers first-hand accounts of the expedition written Meriwether Lewis and William Clark themselves. The journals provide valuable insights into the day-to-day experiences, discoveries, and challenges encountered by the members of the Course of Discovery. There's also a book for probably younger readers, Lewis and Clark, Voyage of Discovery by Stephen Krinsky. This illustrated book introduces younger readers to the Lewis and Clark expedition, presenting the journey in a clear and engaging manner. It's a great educational resource for children interested in American discovery and exploration. If you don't like reading, there's also movies and documentaries. Lewis and Clark, The Journey of Discovery is a 1997 documentary directed by Ken Burns. This documentary film provides a detailed and visually stunning portrayal of the Lewis and Clark expedition. It features archival footage and reenactments and interviews of historians, offering a comprehensive overview of their journey and its significance in American history. I've not seen that one, but that should be something to look to. There's an IMAX film, Lewis and Clark, Great Journey West. This IMAX documentary film is a breathtaking cinematic experience. It's very immersive in the epic journey of Lewis and Clark as they traverse the American wilderness. This film showcases stunning landscape and reenactment of key moments from the expedition. And lastly, another movie is Undaunted Courage, the story of Lewis and Clark, a 2003 TV movie. It's based on Stephen Ambrose's book, The Undaunted Courage, from that I mentioned before. So this movie dramatizes the events of the Lewis and Clark expedition. It does provide a compelling narrative of the expedition challenges, triumphs, and encounters with native tribes. So now let's talk about another great exploration, John Wesley Powell's Colorado River Expedition, 1869. American geologist and explorer John Wesley Powell led an expedition to explore and map the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon. Powell and his team navigated a treacherous river in small wooden boats, including specially designed rowboats, during the first successful descent through the canyon. John Wesley Powell's Colorado River Expedition of 1869 was the daring and historic journey through the uncharted canyons of the Colorado River in the American West. I'll go through some of the details about the expedition. The Powell Lake, of course, in Utah and Arizona on the Colorado River is named after John Wesley Powell. So John Powell was a one-armed Civil War veteran and geologist. Organized the expedition with the goal of exploring the unknown territory of the Colorado River and its canyons. At the time, much of the region was unmapped and virtually inaccessible to European settlers. The expedition consisted of 10 men, including Powell as the leader and geologist, as well as a diverse group of adventurers, soldiers, and scientists. Notably, Powell's brother, Walter Powell, and his wife's brother, Oromo Howland, were part of the expedition. The journey of the expedition set off from the Green River, Wyoming, on May 24, 1869, in four small wooden boats. They navigated the treacherous waters of the Colorado River, encountering numerous rapids, cliffs, and obstacles along the way. The expedition faced constant danger, including the risk of capsizing and losing their supplies. Despite the challenges, Powell and his men made significant discoveries and contributions to the mapping of the regions. They explored and named many of the major features of the Grand Canyon and other canyons along the Colorado River, providing valuable scientific data and insights into the geology and geography of the area. The expedition endured extreme hardships, including the loss of one of their boats in a rapid, dwindling supplies, and intense physical exertion. Powell's leadership and determination were instrumental in keeping the team together and pressing forward despite the dangers and uncertainties that they faced. The historical significance is that the Powell expedition marked the first recorded passage through the entire length of the Grand Canyon by non-natives. It provided valuable information about geography, geology, and ecology of the region, and paved the way for future exploration and development of the American West. The legacy of the Powell's Colorado River Expedition remains a legendary feat of exploration and endurance. His insights and observations from the journey contributed to the understanding of the American West and influenced conservation efforts to protect the region's natural beauty and resources. Overall, John Wesley Powell's Colorado River Expedition of 1869 stands as a testament to the spirit of adventure, discovery, and scientific inquiry that characterized the exploration of the American frontier during the 19th century. So this expedition, of course, as the subject of numerous books and documentaries. Here are some notable ones. The one by himself, The Exploration of the Colorado River and Its Canyons by John Wesley Powell. This is a classic work, which is Powell's own account of the expedition, in which he vividly describes the challenges and discoveries and scientific observation made during the journey throughout the canyons and the Colorado River. Another one, Down the Great Unknown, John Powell's 1869 Journey of Discovery and Tragedy Through the Grand Canyon by Edward Dulnick. This book provides a detailed narrative of Powell's expedition, weaving together historical accounts, specific insights, and the personal experiences of the participants. It's a compelling portrayal of the challenges and triumphs of the journey. Another book, Beyond the 100th Meridian, John Wesley Powell and the Second Opening of the West by Wallace Stegner. While not solely focused on the 1869 expedition, this biography of John Wesley Powell offers valuable context and insights into his life, work, and contribution to the exploration and development of the American West. Again, all these will be in my show notes. And of course, some documentaries. There's a 1996 TV series called The West. It's produced by Ken Burns. This documentary series explores the history of the American West, including the expedition of John Wesley Powell. So it's not just that, but it provides a comprehensive overview of Powell's life and achievements, including the famous journey down the river. There's also a documentary in 1999 called The Mystery of the Chaco Canyon. While primarily focused on the archaeological site of Chaco Canyon in New Mexico, this documentary briefly discusses Powell's exploration of the Colorado Plateau and his contribution to understanding the region's geology and geography. More recently, in 2010, there's a documentary called Powell Expedition Grand Canyon. And this documentary provides a detailed exploration of Powell's 1869 expedition through the Grand Canyon. It features interviews with historians, reenactments of key moments from the journey, and stunning footage of the Colorado River and its canyons. So these books and documentaries offer valuable insight John Wesley Powell's river expedition. So now that we've covered two great explorers, let's venture into epic sagas. The next two that we'll cover now really venture into uncharted territory, quite literally. First, let's delve into the epic saga of Sir Ernest Shackleton and his extraordinary voyage aboard a small boat named the James Caird. Born in 1874, Ernest Shackleton was a British explorer who became renowned for his Arctic expeditions during the heroic age of exploration. But it was his ill-fated endurance expedition of 1914 that would cement his legacy as one of the greatest leaders and navigators of all time. Shackleton's ship, the Endurance, became trapped in the ice of the Weddell Sea, leaving the crew stranded on the frozen expanse for months on end. When the Endurance finally succumbed to the crushing pressure of the ice and sank beneath the waves, Shackleton faced an impossible choice: abandon hope or embark on a daring rescue mission. And so Shackleton and a small party of men set out on a James Caird, a 22.5-foot lifeboat, or about 6.5 meters, on a journey that would test their courage, endurance, and seamanship like never before. For 16 harrowing days and over an epic 800-mile voyage, they battled towering waves, freezing temperatures, and hurricane-force winds as they navigated the treacherous waters of the Southern Ocean. Miraculously, against all odds, Shackleton and his crew reached the rugged coast of South Georgia, an island thousands of miles away from their point of departure. But their journey was far from over. With no means of communication and no hope of rescue, Shackleton faced yet another daunting challenge, crossing the island's mountainous interior to reach help. Shackleton's leadership and determination were instrumental in the successful outcome of the expedition, ensuring the survival of all members of his crew. His use of small boats, including the James Caird, underscored the crucial role that dinghy and dinghy cruising and seamanship played in his Arctic explorations, and his enduring legacy as one of history's greatest explorers. There are several books and movies, of course, and documentaries that cover Ernest Shackleton's epic Antarctic expedition aboard Endurance and its subsequent voyage on a James Caird. Here are some notable ones for armchair sailing during the winter. The first one, Endurance: Shackleton's Incredible Voyage by Alfred Lansing. This gripping account provides a detailed and compelling narrative of Shackleton's ill-fated Endurance expedition and his subsequent journey in the James Caird. South: The Story of Shackleton's Last Expedition, 1914-1917. Shackleton's own memoir offers first-hand insights into the challenges and triumphs of his Antarctic adventures. And a third one, Shackleton's Boat Journey by F.A. Worsley. Written by one of the expedition key navigators, this book provides first-hand account of the voyage into James Caird and the subsequent crossing of South Georgia. And now for some movies and documentaries. Shackleton 2002. This docudrama miniseries stars Kenneth Branagh as Ernest Shackleton and chronicles the events of the Endurance expedition and subsequent survival journey. Chasing Shackleton 2014. This documentary series follows a modern team of adventurers as they attempt to retrace Shackleton's legendary journey in the Southern Ocean and across South Georgia. The Endurance, Shackleton's Legendary Antarctic Expedition, 2000, narrated by Liam Neeson, this documentary film combines archival footage, photographs, and interviews to recount a dramatic story of Shackleton's expedition. These resources offer a variety of perspective and insight into Shackleton's incredible journey, providing viewers and readers with a deeper understanding of the challenges and triumphs of Antarctic exploration. Now let's turn our attention to another legendary sailor, William Bligh, whose daring dinghy voyage is the stuff of maritime legend. William Bligh is best known for his ill-fated command of HMS Bounty, which ended in a mutiny in 1789. But it was his subsequent journey in an open launch boat that would cement his legacy as one of history's greatest navigators. Cast adrift on a vast expanse of the Pacific Ocean with 18 loyal crew members, Bligh faced an impossible challenge: navigate the small boat over thousands of miles of open ocean to reach safety. The boat used for this odyssey was approximately 23 feet long, 7 meters, and 6 feet wide, 1.8 meters. The boat was originally designed to serve as the ship's launch, used for ferrying crew and supplies between a ship and shore. Bligh's journey covers approximately 3,700 nautical miles, or 6,700 kilometers, from the location of the mutiny near the island of Tofua in the South Pacific to the island of Timor in the East Indies, present-day Indonesia. The voyage lasted for 47 days from April 28 to June 14, 1789. The crew was forced to ration their supplies of food and water throughout the voyage, subsisting on meager rations of bread, pork, and water. They also supplemented their diet by catching fish and seabirds along the way. Bligh relied on his navigational skills and the use of a quadrant and compass to determine their position and course. Despite being without charts or maps, he managed to plot a course that led them safely to their destination. Despite being ill-equipped and facing enormous challenges, Bligh's leadership and seamanship shone through as he steered a tiny launch boat through storms, rough seas, and treacherous waters. again, for the armchair sailors in us during long Canadian winters, there are several books and documentaries that cover William Bligh's epic adventure after the mutiny on the Bounty. Here's some notable ones. The Bounty, the true story of the mutiny on the Bounty by Caroline Alexander. While primary focus on the mutiny itself, the book also provides a detailed account of Bligh's subsequent voyage on the open boat launch. The Mutiny on the Bounty, A Voyage to the South Seas and Voyage to the North Pacific by William Bligh. Bligh's own account of the mutiny and the subsequent journey, offering first-hand insights into the challenges and triumphs of the voyage. And a third book, Bligh's Other Mutiny, The True Story of the Far Side of the Bounty Mutiny by Stephen Dando Collins. This book explores Bligh's voyage in the launch boat and its aftermath, shedding light on lesser-known aspects of the story. As for documentaries or movie, we have The Mutiny on the Bounty from 1935. This is a classic adaptation of Mutiny on Bounty, which also includes scenes depicting Bligh's subsequent voyage on the launch boat. There's The Mutiny on the Bounty, Rebels on the High Seas from 2008. This documentary provides an in-depth exploration of the Mutiny on the Bounty, including Bligh's journey on the open launch boat as well. And in 2010, The Real Captain Bligh, this documentary examines the life and legacy of William Bligh with the focus on his experiences during the Mutiny on the Bounty and the subsequent voyage. These resources offer valuable insights into William Bligh's remarkable journey in the open launch boat and the challenges he faced during this epic voyage. Whether through books or documentaries, Bligh's story continues to captivate audiences and inspire admiration for his courage and seamanship. And that concludes another thrilling voyage with Nano Cruising, where we journeyed alongside some of history's most intrepid explorers who dare to navigate the world's waters in small boats. From the wild rapids of the Colorado rivers to the icy expanses of the Antarctic, their stories of courage, resilience, and ingenuity continue to inspire us all. In our next episode, we'll start with something concrete that you can use. We will start reviewing some good choices for your own dinghy adventures. As always, we want to hear from you, our loyal listeners. Join the conversation by connecting with us on our Facebook group, Nano Cruising, or visit our website at nanocruising.com, where you can also subscribe to our mailing list to be notified about upcoming episodes. If you like this podcast, also don't forget to tell your friends. I appreciate the help in making our podcast grow. And finally, share your own dinghy cruising stories. Provide feedback on the podcast and help us steer the course for future episodes of Nano Cruising. I am happy to report that Paul from Sailing Cape Louise has kindly agreed to join us as a guest on an upcoming episode. Stay tuned for more details. Also, if you have some salty stories and would like to share them, feel free to reach out. And who knows, your story could even be featured in an upcoming episode. I'm your Nano Cruising host, Stefan Marceau. Until next time, seize your own adventure.